Beloved brothers and sisters, since these our sons who are your relatives and friends are now to be advanced to the order of deacons, consider carefully the nature of the rank in the church to which they are about to be raised. Strengthened by the gift of the Holy Spirit, they will help the bishop and his priests in the ministry of the word, of the altar, and of charity, showing themselves to be servants to all. As ministers of the altar, they will proclaim the gospel, prepare the sacrifice, and distribute the Lord's body and blood to the faithful. Furthermore, it will be their duty at the bishop's direction to exhort believers and unbelievers alike and to instruct them in holy doctrine. They will preside over public prayer, administer baptism, assist at and bless marriages, bring viaticum to the dying, and conduct funeral rites. Consecrated by the laying on of hands that comes down to us from the apostles and bound more closely to the service of the altar, they will perform works of charity in the name of the bishop or the pastor. With the help of God, they are to go about all these duties in such a way that you will recognize them as disciples of him who came not to be served, but to serve. And now, dear sons, you are to be raised to the order of the diaconate. The Lord has set an example that just as he himself has done, you also should do. As deacons, that is, as ministers of Jesus Christ, who came among his disciples as one who served, do the will of God from the heart. Serve the people in love and joy as you would the Lord. Since no one can serve two masters, look upon all defilement and avarice as serving false gods. You are to be ordained to the order of deacons on the feast of one of the great virgin martyr saints of the ancient church, Saint Cecilia. And the church in this instruction has just advised you. No, more than advised you, told you that you are to do the will of God from your heart. It did not just make that up. That is one of the beatitudes of the Lord Christ himself. When he says, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." A clean heart is an undivided heart. The ordained minister of Jesus Christ must have that undivided heart. In fact, the undivided heart of the ordained cleric, deacon, priest, or bishop is best manifested by martyrdom. You may not be called to the martyrdom of blood, but you, every other deacon, every priest, every bishop is called to be the martyr for Christ. That is, the one who witnesses to another. And there is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is why you must have that undivided heart. He is first. You are not. And since by your own free choice, you present yourselves for the order of the diaconate, you should be men of good reputation, filled with wisdom and the Holy Spirit, as were those once chosen by the apostles for the ministry of charity. As for those firmly like those once chosen by the apostles for the ministry of charity, you should be men filled with wisdom and the Holy Spirit, firmly rooted and grounded in faith. You are to show yourselves chaste and beyond reproach before God and man, as is proper for the ministers of Christ and the steward of God's mysteries. Never allow yourselves to be turned away from the hope offered by the gospel. Now you are not only hearers of this gospel, but also its ministers. Hold the mystery of faith with a clear conscience. Express by your actions the word of God which your lips proclaim, so that the Christian people brought to life by the Spirit may be a pure offering accepted by God. Then on the last day, when you go out to meet the Lord, you will be able to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord."